This is Wild About Utah.
I was a bit surprised when I met a local beekeeper who insisted she'd never eat any honey except that produced by bees working in the mountains above Cache Valley. It made sense the taste of honey would be determined by the flowers where the bees collected nectar and pollen. It turns out the Forest Service issues permits to beekeepers to put their hives up and around Tony Grove. Wanting to know more, I dropped into the Honeyland store in Cache Valley and was soon mesmerized by the active cutaway hive on display. It was a teacher's dream come true. Hundreds of bees, all diligently on task. Wide-eyed, I watched as a bee flew in at the bottom of the screen through a tunnel under the window, looking very much like a bike rider with two full panniers. She deposited the full sacks of pollen and then she began to dance. This took me directly to the internet to learn more. The bee's dance is called a waggle dance, a straight line calibrated to communicate how far away the food source is, and a circular return arc to orient the path to the food. The waggle dancing bee can direct her sisters to a food source up to 5 miles away. It takes 550 worker bees visiting 2 million flowers to make 1 pound of honey. Top speed for a bee, 15 miles per hour. Each honeybee makes 1/12 of a teaspoon of honey in her lifetime. I soon returned to the store's cutaway hive and finally found the queen. A bit tricky, as she looks like all the others, except she's 1.5 times bigger. I watched as she dipped her tail into one hexagonal cell after another. On a good day, a queen can lay 2,000 eggs. Busy, busy bees working together to set aside enough honey to feed themselves during the winter. The poet Dick Patsky once called honey the soul of a field of flowers. Mountain honey looks and tastes a little different from honey made by bees pollinating Cache Valley's alfalfa. Both are incredibly delicious. Aristotle got it right. Honey is the nectar of the gods.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.
I'm Mary Hears, and I'm Wild About Utah.